and getting comfortable, which may change during this process. And letting ourselves be aware of our bodies and where they are pressing on whatever is holding them up or holding them down or holding them in. And inviting our breath to flow through and expand through our whole system, our whole energy system, our body, and maybe beyond. Claiming it all as who we are or ours in our own way. Summoning an awareness of our integrity. Our personhood. Our inherent meaning. Mysterious. Undefinable. Occasionally doubted. But yet nonetheless. True and essential. Accepting that we have meaning, or we are meaning. However, we may be experiencing that, which may change from moment to moment, day to day. Allowing that awareness to carry us to an awareness of our spark, our personal spark, wherever we may be experiencing it in our body system, in our energy field. We greet our spark, our awareness greets our spark. It may have been a week or more since they were able to rest together, our awareness and our spark. So we give them the time and the space to reconnect, reacquaint themselves with each other and how they are together. And any feelings that might come up. I feel gratitude and ease. And I confess, like a football player putting on his or her uniform before taking the field. I don't recommend that image to you, but whatever comes up. our awareness and our spark. Comfortable, familiar. Knowing that there's adventure or exploration or work or play ahead, however it may seem to us today. And through our sparks, we reach out to and connect and affirm and connect with the sparks and the others in this circle. And allow ourselves to be aware of how that feels. No need to put any words on it. But we may. And through our sparks, we can reach out and affirm and connect with the sparks of those who might have been with us or would have been with us. And then to affirm and connect with the sparks of those who will ever listen to this recording. And the sparks of those to whom they will want to impart the gift of claiming the spark. And let someone or someones, maybe a group of people, come to mind whose spark you would like to see strengthened, who you wish to support or bless, a person or a group of people. A class. And seeing how that feels. No words necessary. How does your spark feel with that? And let someone that you have a hard time with, that you don't like or you're afraid of, a maybe someone you know, maybe someone you don't know but have just heard of. Let that person come to mind. And through your spark, affirm and connect with the spark in that person. Realizing that it is only through the erosion of the defenses on both your parts, the release of the distortions on both your parts, and the clarification of the bafflement on both your parts, that there can be comfort a sense of approaching rightness and knowing that connecting with and affirming that spark is so subtle and so incremental. And yet inexorable. And undeniable. And returning, knowing that you can go to any of these places, that there's not time enough today at this moment, you can always return. And then returning to the body system, feeling how the spark feels. I used to think it was the spark that needed the nutrition, the stability, the access to wisdom in the community that comes through developing the root system. And it may be, but now I more think it's me. The awareness, the energy that claims the spark. Whatever that is, the context that holds the spark with which the spark is identified. So whatever it is in us that we think in our experience needs access to resources to do this work. We let ourselves reach out what seems like roots. Maybe from our physical earlobes or elbows or knees or toes out into the metaphysical geology in which we are planted. The layers, the shift, the terrains, reaching out through the times, the emotional and attitudinal layers and interflowing energies of the time, reaching out from the integrity of our spark to the resources to stabilize ourselves, regardless of what's going on around us, and regardless of the things that occasionally may, or more than occasionally may, be roiling and churning through our minds and hearts, reaching out to grab hold, to plant ourselves in stability. Firmly rooted, gathering in the nutrients and the moisture and all that we need, holding down the topsoil for those around us, for wherever we're planted, sturdy and stable, able to sway with the winds. Welcome an occasional bird in our branches, maybe squirrels running up and down us, chipmunks. Stable within it all, rooted and fed, and letting something like a taproot develop down through all the layers of attitudes and experience and history and meaning and legends and myth and stories, down through all that, variously conceived truths, down to the living aquifer of truth, the aquifer of living truth, of living wisdom. Perhaps able to immerse our roots, our taproot in that, and maybe not able to reach it today yet, but knowing it drawing us, recognizing its almost magnetic force, drawing us into itself, to give us undiluted, clear access to wisdom, and to pull up from that aquifer all the wisdom and the truth we need to function in this world, to claim our sparks, to do the work we are called to do as creatures of the dance, our place in the dance. Reaching out, up again towards our root crown, out through the little rootlets, the little root hairs, running along under the surface, touching the root hairs of each other and the others we know and the others involved in this work. With every touch, we feel ourselves strengthened and grounded and know that we're providing us strengthening and a grounding for those whose root hairs we touch, and expanding that mass, that living organism as some of us experience it, letting it grow and stretch and expand, as it penetrates, as it permeates the below the surface of all that is experienced on this continent and on this planet, knowing that it is there, the interconnectedness, the gentle, friendly intertwinings, and if we wish, if we feel it, beyond this planet, spatially, to other locations, other places within the galaxy, or through dimensions, through mysteries. Through the veil we call death, through the mystery we call birth, just gently expanding, touching, allowing ourselves to be connected with the ever broader sense of what is, so that we recognize the community in which we live, in which we operate. The community of this ever-evolving dance of which we are creatures. And we allow ourselves to rest with this, with the intricacies of the root system, the stability and the access to wisdom and the community. We allow ourselves to rest and this access to the resources we need. In this adventure of claiming our sparks, claiming our personal spark. And then, when we're feeling stable enough in touch with truth and wisdom, sufficiently connected with community, we allow ourselves to become simply aware of our willingness, our degree of willingness, or our willingness to be willing. Or our willingness to be willing to be willing. To allow our defenses to erode, to be eroded. Remembering that we do not erode our defenses. This is the function of the strengthened spark and our willingness. We don't need to put words on it. We may find ourselves putting words on it, having words come up. That's okay. And with the erosion of our defenses, to whatever extent, maybe very subtle, maybe an increase of our defenses for a few moments because they feel attacked, but they're not. They're just being invited to erode the function of our willingness. And perhaps being aware of our distortions. Most likely not putting any words to them. I myself have my defenses keep me from having words for my distortions, but recognizing that there are distortions. And being willing for them to be released. And the general gentling that is happening through these exercises, through this exercise. letting go of the old ideas. Letting them drift away. Maybe without names, maybe with names. Whichever. And then being aware of the bafflement. However we experience it. And our willingness for that to become clarified. Recognizing that often the bafflement is generated by pain and or fear. Touching into the vitality of our spark. How it cannot be extinguished. It cannot be corrupted. We may feel some of the fear dissipate. And touching again. To the claiming of our spark. Our spark's now strengthened and vibrant with the work that we've been doing. The pain that has generated the bafflement may seem a little more acceptable. A little less baffling. Just simply part of the human experience. Our experience as humans. In this dimension of the dance. When we're ready, we return to our spark, wherever it may be now, wherever we may experience it in our system, recognizing how it may be a little brighter, a little stronger, or maybe not. In this exercise, being grateful for our spark, that it is, and that it cannot be damaged and it cannot be extinguished. And that we can develop our acquaintanceship with it and our relationship with it, our awareness of it. So allowing our awareness to retract from our spark and into our or not fully maybe, but into our whole body system, feeling where our body is pressing down. And where it's being pressed down upon. Our hands, our bellies, our legs, our feet, wiggling a little bit, breathing deeply, allowing our eyes to open. Becoming present to our physical surroundings, reacclimating to the reality in which our body has existence.